Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm Dakota, and the other voice you hear later on will be Sherry, and this is Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. Now, before we even get into anything tonight, on last week's episode, I told y'all to let me know what you guys think Sherry's Disney nickname should be, and the votes are in, and it is Tinkerbell. So throughout the night, I would just be calling her random versions of Tinkerbell, Tinker, the Tinkinator, the Tinkenstein, something of those natures. So anything you want to add to that before we get going?
Sure, I guess I can accept this as my name for the evening. Thank you all so much.
Hey, no, you can't be as cool as, you know, the stoned astronaut Buzz Lightyear. I mean, that's just me. I don't know what I'm saying.
Buzz Lightyear. That is hilarious.
Hey, I've always wanted to be a stoned astronaut. What can I say? I want to smoke weed on the moon someday. Buzz Lightyear of Bomb Command or something, you know? That's how I rule.
Interesting. So what did you want to be when you grew up anyways?
Let's see. When I was a little kid, I always wanted to be on Saturday Night Live because all my heroes are like Chris Farley and Dan Aykroyd and Chris Rock and a bunch of people from like Saturday Night Live that I grew up watching, and that's something I've always wanted to do. About you?
I wanted to be in entertainment, and I've so far done produce and directing. I've created magazine, and now I'm doing podcasting. I don't know how I ended up here anyways, but I'm enjoying it and just loving the ride.
Right. Now, on this week's episode, I'm going to get into what superpowers I have, what my super villain name would be, and I got two theories on what happened to my phone and when it dropped signal last week. So we're about to get into this. Okay. On Wednesday of last week, my phone dropped signal for a few hours. Now, a non-Dakota thinking mind would say, you know, maybe the weather or in towers down. Oh, hell no, not me. I know this is probably the work of Putin. That's right, Putin. You better hack my shit and act like you're in this freaking war with me, man. Hashtag still Putin for Putin. Now, my second theory, you know, because I've been calling out the BK the past couple of weeks, is that the BK man, and I wouldn't put it past his little break in and entering ass, is doing it. Because you remember those commercials back in the day when the person would wake up and the BK guy would be there with like that breakfast? If he ever did that to me, I swear I would feed him an uppercut. And then I'd probably throat punch him a few times till he like produces a hash brown out of somewhere. I mean, that's just some creepy shit going down with him.
That's funny.
And shit, you know, after I throat punch him, I'm still eating the sandwich because, you know, it's not the sandwich's fault. You know, that it's being handed to me by a creepy guy.
what would you call that sandwich?
The breakfast sandwich or the throat punch sandwich?
Throat punch sandwich.
Now, speaking of BK, a little birdie told me that Miss Tinkerness over there has tried the plant whopper. How's this impossible whopper? What's your expert opinion on it?
Yeah, no, it's definitely different. It does taste like meat, sort of, and it's not too bad actually, but very expensive. Not paying for real beef. It's the same amount as a regular whopper.
So, but what do you mean by meat, sort of?
Oh, it's. I forgot. It's like made of plant stuff.
but it tastes like meat.
Yeah. Did you try it?
No. I shall never eat a plant unless there's marijuana involved in it. Now, if they made like a stoner whopper or something, then yeah, I would try that. You know, like. It's mixed with marijuana. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That would be legal in Massachusetts.
Not where I'm at, but you know, whatever. Hashtag nobody heard that, okay? Now,
it's kind of scary, like all the stuff that they infuse into food just to make it taste like something else. That's kind of scary, guys. And the vegetarian,
right.
Impossible Whopper isn't 100% vegetarian. Isn't that weird?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I don't understand that because it says it isn't made with any meat or any animal byproducts, but it turns out the Impossible Whopper isn't 100% vegetarian either. There's soy protein, potato protein, coconut oil, sunflower oil, yeast, salt, and emulsifying agents, whatever. Ugh, I don't know.
So it has bean oil, soy oil, motor oil, oil, and what else now? Baby oil? What's going on this?
A lot of oils and a lot of salt. I don't think automobile oil there or baby oil. it was a little scary, though, I have to tell you. It was scary to try something that's...
Right, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, guys, since interviewing some ghost hunters last week, I got to thinking Halloween is next month, so let's do some dead news. A little boy in Arizona started going to church. He kept getting this tingly feeling touching him in places we shall not speak. He thought it was the Holy Spirit. Turns out it was just Michael Jackson's ghost. Hashtag touching dead.
Ooh, that's bad. But that surprised
Michael,
you, though. You know, it makes you sound
poor
like
Michael, man. Can't even catch a break after. I mean, he can't even catch a break after he's dead. Was it like every 10 years a dude has a freaking allegation against him for touching little boys or something?
I don't know.
Allegedly. Sorry, guys. I have to say that. Golly, you know, can't get sued by somebody in Michael Jackson's family or something. I don't know about Tito. He might try to sue somebody. I don't know, man. So, Tinker, what's the deal with the young chicks thinking they're models on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter nowadays? Yo, Tiny Tots, if you can make a porn out of your pics, something's up. Something's up with y'all's lives. Shit, keep it up, ladies. Something's going to be up with your lives when your kids graduate kindergarten before you do high school.
That's scary. You know, that is really scary, but it almost seems like another fact right there, another truth to that for some reason.
Right? Because, I mean, kids are having kids younger and younger nowadays.
It's sad. It's really sad. Ugh. No life.
Right. So a dude in France robbed 3 banks last month. He did an interview saying a bunch of words I don't understand because I don't speak French, so I couldn't tell you what he was actually saying. It was like, bonjour, blah, 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 I robbed a bank, blah, 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 or something. Along those lines is what I'm going to go with.
Oh, my gosh. You got to take up French, then. If you're going to watch French news, you got to learn French.
Hey, I grew up in Arizona on the Mexican border, all right? I mean, I can barely speak a little bit of Spanish. You think I'm going to learn French?
Seriously.
So, speaking of the Mexican border, in California... is thinking about banning WWE wrestling there. The Hollywood State had this to say: this shit is even too fake for us. So, yeah, I mean, that's sad when they're trying to ban something that's been on for, I'm going to say, 20-something years at least. And I'm sure they've probably done hundreds and hundreds of shows there or something, because, I mean, 20-something years and doing all this shit, so. So, I've some crazy shit going on out there. So, like I was saying at the beginning, oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, talking about some crazy shit out there, okay? There is an article that came out said that an activist in Russia is combating the public transportation plague known as man spreading. You know, that's kind of like when a man sits on a bus or transportation, something, and they sit there, their legs wide open, and they fall asleep. Well, for some reason, this other person is pouring bleach and water mixture onto the man's crotches. Manspreading refers to the instance of a man sitting with his legs set widely apart and is considered problematic when people in the public, as it only not to take up more space than necessary, but also been considered a symbol of masculine aggression.
Sometimes our balls just sweat and, you know, we just like to air them out.
Water bleach is certainly going to help you.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Okay. I honestly don't know. I don't know what to say to that, but to laugh. I mean, what the fuck is the world coming to?
This is actually a huge issue.
Come on, ladies. Y'all have been allowed to vote for, like, 100 years now, so what's the deal if we want to sit there and let our balls air out on the subway or something? Come on. I'll try walking around with something down there and just tell me you don't get a little bit sweaty.
Right. Ooh.
I mean, what if I wore a skirt and did it? Then I can see, you know what I mean? Like, oh, then you got to see it going on. But if I got pants on, man, and I want a man spread or whatever the hell it's called, I'm man spreading away. Hashtag every guy out there, man spread. Let's do this shit.
And the funny thing is, the question was, why does she use bleach and pour it on their crotch? And she believes these stains as an act of identification spots so everyone can immediately understand which body part controls the behavior of these men. What do you think of that?
I guess there's going to be a lot of dudes with burnt dicks out there. I don't know what to say to that. Getting bleach poured on them.
Yes, get a load of Fox News, the video received 1.3 million views because it was recorded for YouTube after it was shut down for violating YouTube laws and after being posted for only one day. 1.3 million people saw that. Man.
Okay.
She could have made a ton of money off that YouTube video, huh?
Right. Well, all right, guys. All I got to say is, guys, man, spread, and girls, breastfeed in public. Let's get it done. Let's fuck it. It's out there now. All right.
Hilarious.
So, like I was saying at the beginning of the show, I found out I have a superpower. Before I get into that, a man in Germany likes dressing as a Joker and goes around calling out Batman for a fight. He did an interview claiming to be the real deal, and his crimes will get clownier. Well, shit. I wanted to be a supervillain. Now, this is before I found out I had a superpower, so I'll get into that in a minute. So, when I wanted to be a supervillain, I found that, you know, like, I got to thinking, like, I'm more like the Joker mixed with the Penguin, so I would be the Poker. So, superheroes, you better watch out, or you might get poked. And I won't use my fingers. Now, like I was saying, I found out that I had a superpower. And I came across a thing that says the power of laughter. If you can make people laugh, you have a special power, a superpower. Now, with that being said, I told y'all if I was a villain, I would be the Poker. Now, if I was a superhero, you know, I got to thinking, I'm a stoner, I smoke a lot of weed, I make people laugh, I would be, I don't know, the Toker. So, Avengers, If you got a spot opened up, I'm down to get y'all higher. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Oh, my goodness. That's too funny.
So, if you were a superhero or a super, would you rather be a superhero or a supervillain?
Supervillain?
Okay, okay. What would be your supervillain powers, or what would be your gimmick, you know, if you were a supervillain? You know, you got like your Catwoman and stuff like that.
Oh, I would stick with Tinkerbell, dude. I know that's I would stick with Tinkerbell, and I would put...
You would go around ferrying people?
No, I...
You've been Tinkerated. The Tinkerator is coming for you.
I'd be small enough. I could, like, go anywhere and, like, spread, not fairy dust, but, like, poison dust on people and kill them.
What would be the opposite of fairy dust? Like hairy dust, you know, like turning people into Bigfoots or something? Like, you're hairy now.
That would be great. And then I just fly away real fast. Boom, gone. Out of the way. See? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right. So, you know what time it is, right?
It's that time.
It's time for me to tell y'all about the good old days.
Dakota?
Go for it, I'm here. I thought you were never going to ask me this. This week I got a great one this week, because it goes with the whole Russian thing you were talking about earlier. So, the year is 1995. Russia's president, Boris Yeltsin, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but whatever, while visiting Washington, D.C., was found drunk in his underwear, trying to wave a cab down, wanting to get a pizza on Pennsylvania Avenue. Well, shit. All I got to say to all that is Russians know how to party, so #, we vote that dude back in the office.
That's funny.
The dude just wanted pizza, man. Like, nobody can just order one for him, you know, or something. The dude had to, like, I mean, the dude's a Russian president. He didn't have, like, a bodyguard to, like, hey, bro, you know, go order me a pizza, man.
Mm-hmm.
Or in his mind, he's like, yo, I'm going to strip down to my undies and wave down a cab. Now, if he was doing that shit over here, if he was doing that shit in America while visiting, I wonder what he was actually doing in his own country. I bet the dude was running around, like, butt-ass naked with, like, a tortilla up his ass or something.
I don't know, but what would you do for a pizza?
I'd put pants on before I wave the cab down, for sure, but... I mean, I don't think I... I'll go for it.
Oh, I was just going to... I didn't mean to interrupt you. You were still talking.
No.
Go ahead.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
You're just saying pizza, and I just as you're saying that, I came across this article that said a Russian branch of Domino's Pizza Company, okay, they underestimated their consumers when they released a free pizza for life promotion on August 31st. Get a load of this. The offer promised 100 free pizzas yearly for 100 years. Okay, that's 100 free pizzas a year for 100 years to anyone who got a company logo tattooed on their body, the Domino's company, okay? So Domino's was ultimately forced to end the promotion early because too many people took them up on the offer and got the Domino's logo on their body, tattooed.
Holy crap.
Would you have done that for 100 free pizzas yearly for the rest of your life pretty much?
I don't know if I would. It depends on where and how big of a tattoo, but the question I have about all this is, now, since they ended it, does the people that already got the tattoos, do they still get the deal, or is the whole deal just off the table now, and these people just got these tattoos for nothing?
Well, let's see. The Domino's fans were required to get a tattoo of the company's logo in a prominent place. Then that participant was to post a picture of the tattoo on Instagram, Facebook, or it's a Russian name, Russian's version of Facebook, okay, along with the hashtag, and roughly translates to dominance. Finally, the participant could go to Domino's location, receive their official free pizza certificate, which they would have to have to get their pizzas. And because people took it to the extreme, more than 300 posted tattoos. And just after 5 days, 300 people have posted tattoos. And
holy shit.
And they're put down as profit lost and pose a very legitimate threat. I'm just seeing if they were able to keep it.
Well, shit. Hey, any Roasting the World listeners out there, if you want to get our logo tattooed on you, go ahead. I'm not going to give you nothing for 100 years, but go ahead. Feel free. Post pictures of it. Just saying.
The tattoo companies made a fortune, and the pizza company went under. So, no, the people who did get that tattoo were not able to get the pizzas.
Oh, damn.
Now's a chance
for Pizza Hut to be a hero and come in there and be like, we'll give you pizza for 10 years, you know, and just to honor that Domino's tattoo. Ha, 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 Domino's or some shit, you know. Or Little Caesars, man. Nobody ever talks about Little Caesars anymore. Why don't y'all jump in there and be like, yo, our pizzas are cheap anyways. We'll give you pizza for like 105 years.
Oh my gosh, I know Little Caesars pizza is so cheap. We actually had one tonight. It was $5 grab and go. It took me like a second to go in, get a cheese pizza, and get the heck out of there. It was great. It was good.
Right. That's what I miss about Yuma, because there's not no Little Caesars around here, and we had like three in Yuma. So
oh boy. We don't have any around here either. Actually, it was about 3 hours away from me, so.
Shit.
Yeah.
So, Tinker, you remember last week I was telling you about the fucktard youth going around opening and licking ice cream in stores?
Oh, yeah, that was so gross.
Well, this week, a woman in Arkansas got caught in the tonguing. She had this to say: there were young tongues everywhere. Plastic sills were being tossed left and right. F you Roasting the World was being said out loud. You should have seen what they did with the fudge pops. And I guess it got a little extreme. I guess the youth listeners took it a little hardcore last week, and they upped it. They did something with fudge pops. She didn't say what, but I got a feeling I can figure out where the fudge pops might have went.
I have a feeling I'm never going to eat a fudge pop again. Ew.
Hey, I just read them how it comes into me, man. I'm just saying. So Tinkerbell, Tinkinator, Tinkenstein, Tink.
Yeah. Okay, I hear you. I'm right here.
I always say the 90s was so great. There were a few downfalls, though. Parents let their kids believe they can be anything, and no matter what, they're a winner. That's a little bit of bullshit. Now we got a generation of YouTubers thinking they're stars, and sometimes we just don't deserve a trophy.
That is true.
Like, I know it's my generation. I know I shouldn't talk too much shit about it, but you know. Well, shit. Our show is coming to an end, and we got about 6 minutes left. And you got anything you want to say before I get to the life story?
Sure. Happy Anne Bradstreet Day. Happy International Day for Preservation of the Ozone Layer. Happy Mayflower Day. Mexican Independence Day. that National Day of Prayer, Remembrance of Victims of Hurricane Katrina, National Guacamole Day, Stay Away from Seattle Day, National Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day, National Collection Rocks Day, Happy National Play-Doh Day, Happy National Tattoo Story Day, which we did one, which was really funny because people did dogs, and then Happy Step Family Day, Happy Trail of Tears Commemoration Day, Happy Working Parents Day, and one more, Happy Wrinkled Raincoat Day. If you can believe that's an actual day, it really is. And it's celebrated today.
Okay. Okay, so is there a straight raincoat day?
Good question. I'll look.
If there's a wrinkled one, there should be a straight one. And do you think Guacamole Day and Mexican Independence Day being on the same day is kind of a conspiracy, or is that just me?
I have no idea. I think they actually make days separately. Isn't that weird?
Right. I'm not a big guacamole fan, and it might sound weird growing up where I did and everything, but I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it. Or sour cream. Like, if I get tacos, I always get mine just, like, meat and cheese only on it. I don't get, like, lettuce, tomato, and all that crap on it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. There actually is a happy straight raincoat day.
You had me worried there for a second because it's like, you said, oh, my gosh. I was like, what, are we being attacked? What happened? Putin sent his final warning, like, shut the show down or else? What?
March 1st, just for your information.
Okay, so there is a straight raincoat day. Sweet.
Yeah.
Now, here's one. Is there a dry raincoat day?
Oh, gosh. Let me look it up. I think there is.
And while you're looking this up, I'll get to the life story, guys, all right? This week's is written in from Spencer James. And it is, my little nephew and my girlfriend and I were at the fair one night, and my girl wanted to ride this tunnel of love type ride. She goes, it's going to be dark, so we're going to hold hands. I asked my nephew, do you want me to find you a little chick to ride with? The answer is, why? I'm not afraid of the dark. All right, well, this week's wasn't as bad as, you know, last week's talking about their name being like Big Nemo or some shit and all this.
Okay.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good little story. I like that. It ends with a little kid standing up for himself about not wanting to be around a girl with cooties. I get that. He's a smart little kid. You know, like he knows this. I'm gonna give this little kid some advice right now. Like when you're a kid, you think chicks might have cooties. When you're a grown ass man, you know chicks might have cooties.
That's not fair. They both have cooties. Still, we just know that they really do exist. They're called STDs.
So, is there a dry raincoat day? We got about a minute left, so we need to know this. Otherwise, the suspense is going to kill me till next week.
I didn't find an official one, but it does say there's on July 19th.
Mm-hmm. So we missed straight raincoat. Or dry raincoat. I'm sad. Well, if I had a raincoat.
That's right.
I would celebrate it today.
Yeah, you would celebrate it. We need a roasting the world day, so.
I say we make April 20th, Roasting the World Day, for obvious reasons.
That's it?
420. All right, guys, we got less than a minute left on the show. I want to say it's been great this week. Can't wait for next week, and I want everybody to have a great night. Pinkinator, you got anything you want to add to this before we go off?
Thank you all for listening to this show, and we hope you all have a great week. We'll see you next Monday. Good night, Dakota.
Good night, guys, and good night, Tinkinator.